Hoes mad.
Hoes mad, yes. And when Hoes mad, they think this is what they all look like.
Uh-huh.
And I just, I have one thing to say to you ladies. Let me see your protest face. I want to see it. Oh, my. Ooh. Bullshit, you didn't convince me. Let me see your real protest face. Work on it.
Yeah. You better work on that, baby. You better work on it.
You better work on it very, very
you're not well. You're not scaring me. I'm not feeling motivated to protest anything.
You notice she has like a dead caramel corn tooth in the front?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really look at her messed up grill.
She's got the one right there. Well, on our right, her left side right there, unless this is, of course, you know, every woman shooting herself in mirror mode.
She got a dead tooth?
She got a dead tooth right there in the front.
She better get a veneer.
Well,
it doesn't matter. She's the size 18. It's over for her.
Yeah, it's a dead tooth from chewing on too much cack all these years.
Oh, my God.
I mean, a woman with a face like that, you know she is a fetal serial killer. But it's okay, because Pop still gives her a 4.
Oh, God, stop. Stop. Listen, a 4 is not a compliment in my book.
Well, no, it's below average.
Like a 1 or a 2 is like burn victims, retards, hair lips.
But at least with burn victims, it's not their fault.
And then like a 3, you got to be like 400 or 500 fucking pounds. You know, a 4 is pretty much the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
It's
in terms of natural looks, you're
yes.
saying?
Okay. Yeah, and I know I was like, oh, man, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
What about some of those Irish ditch pigs you're talking about? Yeah. Would they be 4s, or are you talking?
They were 3s and 4s.
Okay.
They weren't below that.
Hmm.
No, but they, listen, I had a rude awakening when I showed up in Ireland. I was with 6 other soldiers. We were drinking, going around to the bars, having a great time, and I thought I was going to see all of this green grass and drink this awesome beer and see beautiful women.
Not so much.
Redhead and blondes with green eyes and big tits.
But?
That did not happen. I ran into car crash ditch pigs.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not good.
I mean, they're as in car crash ditch pigs as in jacked up grill.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like they smoked. Their teeth were just tore up.
Like flossing with a jump rope.
Oh, my God. I was just like, oh. We just got so tanked. And
those are the kind of people, you know, they eat the movie theater popcorn, and then they get the kernel in their mouth, and then they can spit it between their 2 front teeth. It's good! In fact, that's nasty!
Pretty much, man. And listen, I was so disillusioned. And then they're like, well, you should have went up to Scotland. The women are good looking up there. Probably not. Okay, as a betting man, I saw the women in England. Most of them were horrendous. Ireland, ditch pigs. I saw ditch maybe pigs. 2 or 3 that were, you know, okay in a homely kind of way. And I didn't make it up to Scotland. I should have went up there instead, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It is what it is,
man. We had to take the ferry over.
Oh, okay.
That was a drunk fest.
Take the ferry over so you can eat some King Dongs?
No.
Okay.
No.
The boat kind of ferry.
The boat kind of ferry.
All right, just making sure.
You know, the guy who takes you across the River Styx?
Critanic.
Yeah. On the way back, that's pretty much how it was. We're all like, oh, my God, I can't believe how ugly those women are.
Yeah, the River Styx Hexenhammer. Clank on, bitches. Clank on. You want to hear some? See some more hoes mad? We got a lot more hoes mad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gina Darling, who is apparently popular enough in certain circles to be blue checkmark certified on Twitter, says, if men were able to get pregnant, this would have never been up for discussion. Fuck this backwards ass shit. And of course, the leftoids dog piled, because as we know, we live in an era where you know, garbage is money. Men can have periods.
Clown world.
Women can ejaculate, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, pardon my wording. Not sure what the proper wording is for this, but I guess people born with male reproductive organs? If that's not correct, please educate me. I'm sorry if that came off as transphobic.
Listen.
The fuck?
Well, if you went to college, or hell, if you graduated high school and you took just basic high school biology, you know what a man and a woman is.
Yeah.
And all of this horse shit about, well, I'm not a biologist. I can't.
I'm not a biologist.
Shut the fuck up. It's not that complicated.
No, like, I'm not a vet or a zoologist, but I know what a dog is. I know what a cat is. And if I go to the zoo, I know if I'm looking at a member of the primate family or the feline family.
Yeah, and you should have enough common sense to know. You don't fuck with rattlesnakes.
Yes.
It will fuck you up.
And if you go fuck around in the outback, a kangaroo might just drop kick your ass into the drink. It may happen.
And we've seen it. We showed one of those already on the video. One of those clips 8 or 9 weeks back.
Yeah.
Yeah, kangaroos will fuck you up. They're not. You might think they're playing.
Yes.
They're not fucking around.
No, man. No. They're like small dogs, like chihuahuas, you know, you think they're so little and cute, but then you try to clean their ears and they turn into tiny bear traps.
Yep.
Bite your ass.
A kangaroo will jump up in the air and kick your ass. Literally. They might even kick you in the face, and like, they have a claws down there that'll rip you open.
Which Streets of Rage was it? Let me know, dudes. I know there was a Streets of Rage game. I don't know if it was 2 or 3 where they actually had a boxing kangaroo as one of the playable characters.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that.
That shit was weird. I think they just called it Roo. You know, such an imaginative name.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
fun games.
Well, a lot of games back then were not very imaginative.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like Asteroids.
Yeah. Well, and then you had, you know, once the Japanese came out with an Italian plumber, you know, who's fat and portly, but evidently can jump up in the air and punch bricks to smithereens, the question of whether or not you needed to take drugs to design video games was basically answered.
Absolutely correct.
But we got some more hoes mad. Or should I say, but of course, women are the only ones who are ever the victims of double standards, right, Pop?
Well, correct.
Yeah, men are never held to ridiculous, illogical double standards.
Right.
Bing!
Oh, God!
Now, this looks like two separate photos taken from, you know, could be from anywhere, but I shit you not. This one here on the left and on the right were stacked on top of each other on the exact same website. You can see the formatting is the same right there on top of each other.
What website was that?
ThatViralFeed.com. So social media concerned over Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend celebrates her 25th birthday. Probably means he's getting ready to swap her out for a new model.
Yeah, she's getting flushed.
And then Gran of 17, we've actually talked about this woman before, gets married to a 24-year-old man, says they're ready to welcome a child together.
At 70, what?
At Gran of 17, I believe she's 68 or 69 years old.
That's one blown out whistle sack. You better not take that woman to Chicago or...
Ugh.
She'll be sounding off by musical notes when you take her between buildings. Like, ooh.
Sounds like the wind in a Castlevania game.
No. I had a former commander. I had 9 brothers and sisters. And I remember, I'm like, God, your mom must have a blown out whistle sack. And he started laughing uncontrollably and almost fell on the floor.
Well?
And I'm like, I'm just...
Could you imagine doing the laundry for that many kids? You'd need a dryer the size of a Ferris wheel. What have we all been hearing since this was threatened to get passed down? Well, we're just not going to have sex with you anymore.
Good.
We're going to force vasectomies on you. Okay, stop making false equivalency. Shut the fuck up. But, yeah, it's as bad as you think. Oh.
Here we go. Here we go.
So is she like a size 26?
Well, she is horizontal.
Which actually is more forgiving for some women.
So she might be a 24 to 28.
I am on strike. No choice for me. No sex for him.
You haven't been able to give birth since the Nixon administration.
But the thing is like I always do the measurement. I look at the bicep area of the arm.
Oh, yeah.
The shankles.
It's bigger than her head.
Okay, and I compare it to the head, and I compare it to her thigh.
And she has no ankles.
And if the thigh is eight, you know, a minimum of 8 times bigger than the arm, you know that woman's on the north end of 250, maybe 280.
Yeah.
Approaching three bills.
I would say we're definitely in the neighborhood of three bills.
Well, you have a gravity anchor there. I'm serious. It's a walking gravity well, and these women get that fat, and they're like, I can't seem to meet any nice guys. It's because you're so fat, you're warping time and space, and they're meeting themselves on the way out when they meet you, and they tell them not to come in.
It's true.
I'm telling you, man.
It really cracks me up. Feminists, modern feminists, like this started with the third waivers, and arguably you could say that we're possibly on to like fourth wave at this point, because now not only do we have to have, you know, third wave delusional feminism, now we have to have mentally ill men can have periods feminism. But it's almost like they decided that they were just going to make it that much easier for you to realize why they're man-hating feminists. I'm going to let the inside show on the outside, but then I'm going to say the problem is your social beauty standards. Yes, it's totally not the fact that you're 300 pounds and you look like you fell down a flight of stairs carrying wedding tackle and you dipped your head in every color of the rainbow on your way over to protest. That's totally not it.
It kind of reminds me of, like, I'm a born-again virgin. All right, listen. You are never, ever going to be able to undick yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because... That's just the way it works.
I said that to chicks I banged who outed themselves as feminist later.
Huh.
How dare you disagree with me? You know that you don't know what it's like to be harassed on the street. Actually, I'm 3 to 7 times more likely to be assaulted on the street than you are, but thank you for playing. Oh, I can't believe I ever slept with you. I know, it's terrible. You can never unsuck my dick. Please move on. Enjoy that shit.
Oh, that's good.
She sure did at the time.
Yeah.
This video is the epitome of fantasy versus reality of Hose Man. Remember, they all think they're Wonder Woman right now.
You're expecting Handmaid's Tale, but you're really going to get Wonder Woman.
Okay, let's see what that looks like.
Here we go. Oh, here we go. That's effective. Not effective.
It's effective when...
Good kick. That's effective. No. That'll get you killed.
It's effective when you're fighting
ass to mouth
has no arms and can't fight back.
I like the butt like white slap.
Why are there so many of these? That's my question.
I love that one. Yeah, I try attack from behind. Bitch in the air.
What is this?
I have no idea.
What, you think you're cool because you have a leather jacket?
No, leather jackets are not really...
All right, now, that's effective right there.
Boy, of course, that's effective on anybody.
But you can tell there's no water in that.
But she has really bad form with the bat, so it'd be easy enough to catch it and take it away from her.
Though I do like the knockdown and squat fart maneuver.
As do I.
That would neutralize right there, yeah. Me.
Especially if it was a queen.
I love this one. Okay. No, she's got a good kick to the head. I like that one.
Your boyfriend treats you like shit, throw him away.
That's fine.
That's why you're alone.
And a lot of women throw the good guys away in their 20s and hate it in their late 30s and 40s.
This is comedy gold.
Well, yeah.
But... the people who watch this don't think it's comedy gold. They think it's Yas Queen. Yeah. That's where the cringe factor comes in.
Like, I mean, that girl's probably, what, $120 tops?
If that, yeah.
Yeah. And listen, physics exists, and reality is a harsh mistress. And if you're $120 and you walk up and start hitting a man, and he decides he wants to hit you back, he's got a lot of force and weight behind that punch.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to weather the storm.
I'm sorry, ladies, but those movies where you see, you know, women like Charlize Theron kicking the asses of like 5 dudes on screen and she gives him a front kick and he flies across the room like he just got hit with a 12-gauge shotgun blast, those are just movies.
That's right. Now, listen.
But you do you.
I've actually sparred some, you know, second and third degree female practitioners.
Oh, yeah?
And they were pretty fucking good. Now, could they defeat me? No. But if I did not know, if they were to get, like, the first strike in the street, I would probably be done.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, they're very unassuming. They were fast as shit, and all she's got to do is kick me in the balls faster than I can block them. And listen, I'm not Superman. I'm going down to the ground. That's just how it is.
That is how it is, yeah.
But, yeah, some of these chicks are pretty fucking tough.
Yeah, some of them are very tough. But yeah. For every, you know, like, you know, Gina.
Yeah, there's like 100,000.
You know, actual MMA fighter. There's just chicks like this who think that beating up on an armless, stationary punching bag that looks like a dude is somehow going to translate to real world toughness.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have any water in the base.
No.
So, yeah, you can knock it down quite easily.
Yeah. I know I'm 120 pounds, but I can kick ass, right? Right?
Well,
wrong.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.